Title: Macro Mapping for Speed. For old school DNB vibes intermediate. Alright, welcome back. In this lesson we're dialing in a workflow trick that's basically cheat codes for jungle and early drum and bass. Macro mapping for speed. Because old school DNB is fast decisions. You're not trying to carefully tweak 10 device panels while the vibe dies. You want brutal breaks, quick filter moves, dubby space, aggressive resampling, and you want to play those moves like an instrument. That's what macros are for. By the end, you'll have a few performance racks you can drop into any project. A break control rack, a rolling bass rack, a rave stab or reese motion rack, and a couple quick mix macros on your buses. Then we'll use those macros to sketch a whole arrangement quickly, like intro to drop to breakdown to second drop, without getting lost in the weeds. Before we touch any racks, quick session setup so this feels authentic. Set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 175 BPM. If you want a sweet spot that just works, go 172. Then open the groove pool and grab a swing, something MPC style 16 swing. Apply it lightly. Start with amount around 10 to 20%. Focus on timing first. Leave velocity alone if your break already has that natural dynamic movement. Now set up a simple template. One audio track for breaks, one drum rack track for extra hits, a MIDI track for bass, and another for stabs or atmos. Then create three returns, a dub delay return, a plate or room reverb return, and an extra short jungle space return if you like. Short verb plus EQ can give you that tight early 90s depth without washing everything out. Cool! Now we build the first and most important thing, the break control rack. Grab an amen, think. Funky drummer, any classic break. Put it on an audio track and loop a section. Then add devices in this order: EQ8, drum bus, saturator, oil filter, redux if you want extra grit, reverb for throws, and utility at the end. Now select all of those devices and group them into an audio effect rack. That grouping step is key, because it turns a messy chain into something you can perform. Hit map, and let's make macros that match real decisions you make under pressure. That's a big coaching point. Macro names should feel like questions you ask mid-flow. Tension? Impact? Bass? Dirt? If the name doesn't match a decision you actually make, rename it until it does. You'll reach for it faster and your automation will sound intentional instead of random. Macro 1. MNHP. Map this to auto filter frequency. Set the filter to high pass 12 for 24. Then constrain the range. Don't do the full 20 Hz to 20 kHz thing. Make it musical. Something like 40 Hz up to 250 Hz. This is your tension knob. In breakdowns or pre-drop moments, you slowly raise it so the break thins out. Then at the drop, you slam it back down to full weight. That one move alone is classic. Macro 2, crunch. Map drum bus drive from about 0 up to 25. Then map saturator drive from 0 to about 7 dB. If you want, you can also map saturator soft clip, so it turns on near the top of the macro range. The goal here is instant tape to digital abuse, but controlled. Macro 3. Punch. Map drum bus transients from 0 up to around 50. Also map drum bus boom amount from 0 up to about 30. Set the boom frequency around 50 to 60 Hz. That's the classic weight that sits under a break without turning it into a subby mess. This macro is your make it speak control. Macro 4. Bits. This is your old sampler dirt. Map redux down sample from 0 to about 30%, and bit reduction from 0 to about 3. Use it subtly in roll sections, and push it harder for fills. A little bit of this goes a long way, especially if your samples are super clean. Macro 5. Throw verb. Map reverb decay from about 1.2 seconds up to 4.5 seconds. Map dry slash wet from 0 up to about 25%. Teacher tip. Don't leave this on constantly. Old school throws are moments, not a permanent bath. The classic move is to automate it on the last snare before the drop, so you get that big tail and then boom hard reset into the dry impact. Macro 6. Dropout. Map utility gain from 0 dB down to minus infinity. This gives you instant kills for phrase ends. If you want that stutter vibe, you can also map a tiny amount of auto filter LFO amount, like 0 to 20, with an LFO rate around 1/8 or 1/16, but keep it playable. You want quick chop, not my drums disappeared and I don't know why. Now, before you celebrate, do a stress test. Play your drop loop and turn each macro from minimum to maximum. If any knob creates sudden silence, harsh resonant squeals, or a random 6 dB level jump, tighten them in and max. This is the difference between a rack you use every day and a rack you abandon, because it's scary. And here's a pro workflow habit. Build calibration into every rack. Put a utility at the end, and map its output gain to a macro called level match. Keep the range small, like -3 to +3 dB. That way, as you add crunch and punch and bits, you can compensate and avoid the loudness trap. Louder always sounds better for 5 seconds, and then you make bad decisions. Once that break rack feels solid, save it as a preset. Name it something you'll actually search for later, like Jungle Break Control Rack. Next up, a dub delay return that you can use like a send splasher. On return A, add echo, EQ8, and saturator. In echo, set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 45% depending how chaotic you want it. Keep modulation low, like 2 to 10%. Use echo's filter. High pass around 200 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so your delay doesn't fill the low end or turn into harsh fizz. Then in EQ8, cut lows under about 150 to 250 Hz, and on saturator, drive around 2 to 6 dB with soft clip-on. If you want a single knob control here, group these into a rack and make one macro called dub send intensity. Map echo feedback, echo dry slash wet in a small range, and saturator drive. This is your turn the room into a spaceship knob, but you keep it on a return so you can send just snares, stabs, or a little break slice, instead of drowning the whole track. Optional upgrade that's very old school mix smart. Put a compressor after echo and sidechain it from your drum bus, so the delay blooms in the gaps but stays out of the way when the drums hit. If you map the sidechain threshold to a macro called dub tuck, you can control how polite the delay is during the drop. Now let's build the rolling bass macro rack. Create a MIDI track. Add an instrument rack. Inside it, load operator. Operator is perfect for old school. Simple, direct, and it sits right. Set oscillator A to a sine for sub. Oscillator B to a saw for mids, but keep its level low at first. Turn on operator's filter, low pass 24 if you're using it. After operator, add saturator, auto filter, EQ8, utility, and a compressor for sidechain. Now map your macros. Macro 1. Wait. Map EQ8 low shelf gain from 0 up to +4 dB around 60 Hz. Map saturator drive from 0 to about 5 dB with soft clip. This macro is does the drop feel like a train? Keep it controlled. Too much and you'll just eat headroom. Macro 2. Growl. Map operator OSC-B level from negative infinity up to around -18 dB. That brings in harmonics. Then map auto filter low pass cutoff from about 200 Hz up to around 1.2 kHz. That range is a sweet spot. You get movement without turning the bass into a bright lead. Macro 3. Tight HP. This is mud control for faster drops. Either switch auto filter to high pass 12 and map frequency from 20 to 60 Hz, or do it with an EQ8 high pass. The point is not to kill your sub, it's to stop the low end from getting flabby when the arrangement gets dense. Macro 4, mono lock. Map utility width from 120% down to 0%. Use this like a safety and a vibe tool. In breakdowns you can widen a bit for drama, but on the drop, keep the sub behavior mono so it hits hard and translates everywhere. Macro 5, sidechain. Turn on compressor sidechain from your kick or drum bus. Keep ratio around 4 to 1, attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 120, then map threshold from around -15 down to -35 dB. That gives you a range from subtle groove to obvious pump. And here's an advanced twist. Instead of only mapping the amount, also map the compressor release. That way one knob changes the shape. Shorter release equals more pumping and bounce. Longer release equals smoother rolling. If you want to get fancy, you can map knee too, so the duck goes from hard to musical. Pattern-wise, keep it classic. Make a one-bar loop with mostly eighth notes, and sprinkle in a couple 16th pickups before snares. Keep MIDI notes shortish so the groove breathes instead of smearing. Next, rave stabs or Reese motion rack. Make a MIDI track and load waveatable, or use simpler with a stab sample. Then build a chain like this. Auto filter, chorus ensemble or phaser flanger for that swirl, echo or just send to your dub return, then reverb, then EQ8. Now map a few macros you'll actually perform. Macro 1. Sweep. Map auto filter cutoff from around 150 Hz to about 6 kHz. That's a musical sweep range for stabs. Macro 2. Rave width. Map chorus amount from 0 to around 40%, and map utility width from 100 to 160. Keep in mind, width is exciting, but it can mess with focus. Use it for build energy, then tighten it for the drop if things get blurry. Macro 3. Dub. Map echo dry slash wet from 0 to about 25%, and feedback from 15 to 45, or keep echo off the chain and rely on the return ascend, which is often cleaner. Macro 4. Wash, map reverb dry slash wet from 0 to 20% and decay from 1 second to around 3.5 seconds. Again, moments. Contrast is the old school secret weapon, and if your stab isn't cutting on smaller speakers, add an overdrive or saturator and a little post-distortion EQ. You can build a bite macro, drive up, presence boost around 1.5 to 3k Hz, and a tiny output trim down so it doesn't get louder just because it's brighter. Now the big speed boost. Quick mix macros on buses. Group your break track and extra drums into a drum bus. Group your bass and stabs and atmos into a music bus. On the drum bus, put glue compressor, drum bus, and EQ8. Group them into a rack and map 3 macros. Glue map to glue threshold so you're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the drop. Drum heat map to drum bus drive from 0 to 15. And error edge map to an EQ high shelf from 0 up to about plus 3 dB around 8 to 10k. On the music bus, put saturator, auto filter, utility. Map music duck to utility gain from 0 down to minus 6 dB for instant space. Map radio HP to auto filter high pass from 40 to 400 Hz for breakdown moments. Teacher note, macro order matters. Put the 3 or 4 macros you touch constantly on the left. Macros 1 through 4. Make macros 5 through 8 your setup and safety knobs, like level match, mono protection, or safety EQ. This helps you perform without thinking. Now let's actually arrange with these macros, because that's the point. Here is a practical 64-bar structure you can draft fast. Bars 1 to 17, intro. Slowly raise MNHP so the break feels teased and thin. Keep bass weight low. Add little dub moments on stabs, not constant. Bars 17 to 33, build. Increase crunch slightly, just enough that it feels like the tape is getting angry. Do occasional throw verb on snare fills, especially near phrase ends. Tease the bass by raising growl, but keep tight HP engaged so it doesn't swamp the mix. Bar 33 is your drop. Slam MNHP back down. Raise bass weight. Push mono lock toward 0 to 20% width for maximum punch. Bring up a touch of drum bus glue so the break and extra hits feel like one unit. Bars 49 to 65, variation. Introduce bits on the breaks for a 2-bar fill here and there. Do quick dropout stutters at phrase ends, like bar 48 or bar 64, and then reset. This audio version is shortened for playback.